Lots to choose from this week, including a visual art exhibition in Lyme, New Hampshire, a stage performance by some students in South Burlington, singers take the stage in Thetford, and a comedy showcase in Montpelier. First today is artist and poet Dave Salone. He has this recommendation to go see Liliana Paradiso's work called Paradise Found.
Liliana Paradiso of Woodstock, Vermont, will show her works of oil on canvas. Her use of the brush and color, movement, and subject matter directly touches the personal in each of us. It'll make us all feel jubilant. Paradise Found is well worth the trip from just about anywhere to see Liliana's artistic presence blossom at just the right time of the year.
Liliana Paradiso's work is on display at Long River Gallery in Lyme, New Hampshire, and you can also see a review of Paradiso's work in Art New England magazine's May-June issue. Paul Fitzgerald is next. He's a fan of the local art scene in South Burlington and recommends seeing Oliver from the Frederick H. Tuttle Middle School.
Teachers and students bring Oliver to life. Artistic director Gail Kilkelly provides a unique multi-sensory approach, including a professional pit orchestra comprised of the area's finest musicians. Sawdust may still linger from the jaw-dropping sets designed and constructed under the steady hand of David Bailey. No detail is too small for Jennifer Richter, the assistant director, whose supportive feedback brings out the best in the cast, the 50 student actors and crew of 25.
Oliver is on stage Friday, May 6th at 7, and Saturday, May 7th at 2 and 7 at South Burlington High School. Michael Thompson is from Jericho. He's a supporter of the Vermont art and literature scene and recommends going to the Mud Season Review launch celebration and literary cocktail party.
You'll have the pleasure of hearing selected authors reading from their work. Vermont poet Allison Prine is a poet you won't want to miss. Allison's poems are like incantations or even songs of the heart. Also, Vermont author Sean Prentice. If you love wilderness, the environment, and nature, you won't want to miss Sean reading from his wilderness essays. Literature and art lovers won't want to miss the amazing talent featured at this event.
That magazine launch is Saturday, May 7th at 7 at Hotel Vermont in Burlington. And Corey Flynn is a comedian from Montpelier. He suggests the Comedy Showcase, Tuesday, May 10th at Lost Nation Theater in Montpelier.
Headlining the premiere event is Boston comic Dan Bolger, joined by Vermont comics Tracy Dolan, Betsy Byron, and Vermont's funniest comedian, 2015 winner Kendall Farrell. I'm super excited about it, and I hope everybody is too.
Visit vpr.net/arthounds to find links and details about all of these events.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.